Peter Tapuna joins me on the line now from Nunavut's capital city of Iqaluit. Premier Tapuna, hello.
Good afternoon.
Now, we know about the broad goals of the Paris Climate Conference, especially after the failure at Copenhagen in 2009. For you, what's at stake for the Arctic in Paris?
What's at stake is a lot of unknowns at this point. Having lived in the north all my life, I've seen the effects of climate change. And surely, you know, we're trying to concentrate on the adaptability part of climate change. You know, that's one of the things that we're focusing on. As you well know, it's been very difficult for some traditional harvesters in Nunavut with the changing ice conditions and the changing weather patterns, including a lot more rain during the summer months. And that's one of the issues that our traditional harvesters face. Not only that, as a government, we do have to try and maintain our infrastructure that's built in around permafrost zones, areas in our communities. That's one of the things that we are paying a lot of attention to.
Can you talk a little bit also, I mean, with climate change and the kind of stresses these things put on communities that are already dealing with a range of social and economic challenges?
Yes, Nunavut is one-fifth the landmass of Canada. It's huge. And we're seeing warmer temperatures, of course, and including warmer temperatures of our oceans. And that, of course, have effects on everything around us. But at the same time, you know, that's one of the things that we're really committed to, making sure that we have a strategy and adaptability plans in place. And again, one of the things that we've done is map some of these permafrost zones within and around our communities. We have 25 communities throughout Nunavut. They're vast. They're in vast distances from each other. And one of the things that we see is the cost to our government in repairing infrastructure that's being shifting because of this permafrost melt.
So we're talking about economic challenges that are being created by this, that are actually happening now. It's not something that's distant in the future.
Absolutely. It's not just our buildings, it's airstrips and other infrastructure that are being affected. And, of course, with the changing weather patterns, it's very difficult for local harvesters to secure country foods for their families. It's difficult for them. It's more difficult, and it's one of the things that we see is them having to spend more of their hard-earned money on equipment that they need for harvesting now.
And what do you think northern leaders can contribute to discussions around climate adaptation that are otherwise missing from the sort of discussions that we hear, you know, in the south or in Europe?
Yes, up north here with two other sister territories, Yukon and Northwest Territories, our contributions to greenhouse gas emissions is very, very low. But we see the huge impacts up north here. We're being affected in most cases more than southern Canada or southern countries. And, of course, you know, that's put a lot of strain on our governments economically. And all these other things that are happening, again, we don't have that the forest like Northwest Territories have. And you'll see the results of the last couple of years where the major forest fires have tied up all kinds of the other territories' funds into fighting fires. Here in Nunavut, of course, it's one of the things that we're trying to mitigate as permafrost melts. We're spending more time and energy consulting with the communities and doing research activities to try and secure, we're trying to secure how we're going to build some of these infrastructure within these communities.
And, you know, it's interesting the point that you just brought up in terms of the effects the changing climate is having on Arctic communities such as the ones in Nunavut versus the emissions that are created in the south. Now, we know that, in these international discussions, there's talks about a fund to help developing nations. Do you think something similar needs to be done for Arctic communities? Do you think the indigenous populations of the Arctic are getting shortchanged in these kinds of discussions about the costs of the changing environment and what needs to be done to support them as they learn to live and adapt with this?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that, we have to adapt to some of these changing conditions, like you say, and it does come with a cost. And for the most part, we do need help from our federal counterparts there, from federal government in getting infrastructure. Not only that, we've got to be secure in ensuring that whatever we build up here is going to be it's going to be done in the right way for the life of the buildings or infrastructure. As you know, Nunavut has a very small population, and to talk about carbon pricing is just not effective at all. And when the other jurisdictions talk about cap and trade, it affects it. If we get into that, it'll affect our businesses, our economy. It's just too small to get into that. And of course, the high cost of living up north is already a real issue. And to start taxing our businesses, small businesses, is going to put a huge, huge burden on our economy up in the north here. And we've got to be very careful in determining what our action is going to be without fully understanding the impacts going into the future, because our economy is very, very fragile up north, and we don't want to upset the progress we've made in the last 20 years to come to a point where it makes it even more difficult for Northerners and Inuit to live in the north, where the cost of everything rises. That's one of my biggest fears.
And lastly, Premier Tebtuna, I just wanted to sort of leave you with the last word on the climate meeting. How hopeful are you that it's going to lead to a meaningful agreement, meaningful change, and something that will have positive benefits for the communities in your territory?
Yes, that's what we're all hoping for. We're hoping that there's going to be an agreement that's workable and action items put in there that are reachable, not just just for the sake of putting something in there. It has to be doable, and it has to be done at this point. I look forward to putting forth our views of what we face in the north here in Nunavut, and all these things got to be considered, not just other jurisdictions, other countries. Our north that's affected by what's happening with climate change, it has to be considered very, very carefully. And that's one of the things I wish to bring to COP21 in Paris.
Premier Peter Tebtuna, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.